acid stain and burning her way worse than all the stones and sticks. It's the knowing you're not going even when our times get hard. It's what happens in the space between the hurting. You just heard a snippet of the latest single, The Hurting and the Heart, by country artist Katie Topham here on Music's Journey. Katie Topham is a Kitchener-based singer-songwriter who possesses not only a unique and distinctive singing voice, but also an incredible talent for creating memorable and authentic songs. Katie is a true storyteller. She is one of those artists that you will find in places like the Bluebird Cafe, where you can hear a pin drop, because she has the attention of every person in the room when she's playing. I love her voice. I love her ability to navigate the best moments and the hardest in her lyrics of her songs. Katie Topham's new single, The Hurting and the Heart, was co-written by the accomplished singer-songwriter Katie DeMayer. Here to talk about her new music and show dates is country artist Katie Topham. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. How about you?
I am great. Just enjoying the sunshine in my backyard right now.
Oh, we got a hot one today, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do. Heat warnings and all.
We're like peaking pretty close to, I think, almost 40.
Yes, today. Yes, we are. I'm lucky. I'm kind of like in enjoying the sunshine from the shaded area of my backyard.
Safest.
We'll see how long I last. Yeah.
Well, at least there's a breeze, right? At least there's a little bit of something out there right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got this storm blowing in too, so who knows what's going to happen this afternoon with all these interviews and stuff. So we'll see.
Again, welcome to Canada. It's
That's
crazy
right.
Here.
Yeah. That is right. Last time I saw you, you were holding your beautiful, beautiful baby boy. How is Zenna now?
I was. He's good. He turned two on April 1st, actually. So yeah, he's running around, and he's very, very busy, and he's a lot of fun.
Well, how has it been managing the past 2 years? I know it's just been a crazy, crazy ride for all of us.
I think that's a pretty good way to describe it. it's been stressful and wonderful all at the same time. It's my husband works full time, and I'm home with my son, Zenon, and I have a great time being home with him, and then I have lovely family members and babysitters who come and hang out with him so that I can get myself to the studio and get myself to gigs sometimes during the day. But for the most part, I play in the evenings and on weekends. So We make it work. It really feels good to be able to be home with my son and do my job at the same time. So, yeah.
I can relate to that because I stayed home, I think, the first 3 years and worked from the house. And
it's great.
Yeah. It's nice to see all that. It's nice to see all those changes and be a part of all of that. I didn't want to miss those first 3 years. It was really hard for me to go to work, though, after that.
I could understand that. I feel very grateful that I have the opportunity to do something like play music that allows me to work at odd times so that I can spend time with my family.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah. These special years, and I'm sure Grandma and Grandpa are just loving it.
Absolutely. Well, Zenon's a lucky guy. He's got three sets of grandparents plus quite a few great grandparents as well. So he's got lots of love going on. We were actually just spent some time with the family up at the beach this past weekend.
Yeah,
and
Collingwood.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Wasaga, Collingwood area. Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad just got back from out west, right?
That is true. He did.
Yeah. Traveling guy. I can't believe he had a Starbucks in his hand.
Oh, well, hey, I'm not going to lie. I support that. I have never claimed to be a Tim Hortons gal, so I'm pretty supportive of the Starbucks transition.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you, but for him, it was just
happened? It's shocking, but again, it makes me happy personally.
I'm just so used to him in the car every single week, and he's got his Tim Hortons in his hand, and he's showing what he's listening to on the radio, and it's just like he's been such a diehard. So for him to have a Starbucks was just crazy.
It's true, super fan.
I know, tell ya. See what we talk about.
I know, right? I know. I know. Just shooting the breeze. I forget we're doing an interview.
That's right.
Like, oh, just chatting with my friend on the phone. Oh, wait, right. Work stuff or something. Yeah.
We're supposed to be doing that. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I love the songs you've been releasing the last 2 years. They are
insane good. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to hear that you enjoy them. It's been an interesting ride.
Oh, well, see, there we go. You've always been a songwriter that writes straight from your heart. Like, you're always talking and you know, delivering those lyrics to the fans when it comes to the tough times, the good times. Like, it is raw and real, and I absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. That really means a lot to me. I think as a human being, I value honesty, and I'm just a pretty straightforward, honest person when it comes to my life and who I am. And as I've gotten older, I've tried to be even more so open, transparent, genuine when it comes to interacting with people, whether it's as a, you know, just day-to-day Katie or as musician Katie. What you see is what you get, honestly. My songs are all honest, and my interactions with people, I feel, are honest. So I think that kind of relates through my music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And we love it because people can relate so easily to your lyrics, but it allows us to go to that deeper, vulnerable side of ourselves when we're listening to it. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a really beautiful thing.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. Thank you.
Talk about the biggest lesson for you during the pandemic and going through all of this personally.
Well, I think, I mean, I learned a lot of lessons in a multitude of ways. I mean, I started playing music again and releasing tunes again right at the beginning of the pandemic, right before it started. And then, you know, I had a son, so I had to learn a lot of lessons as a parent. But I think as an individual, the biggest lesson I learned through this pandemic was just that I needed to embrace who I was as a human being, and just kind of, I fell in love with myself through the pandemic, honestly. I just decided, I think part of that was becoming a parent, but a lot of that was, I spent a lot of time by myself. I mean, my son was born, we couldn't go anywhere, and the places we could go, I didn't feel comfortable taking a newborn, so we spent a lot of time, you know, sitting by ourselves at home and spending a lot of quiet moments together. And I think I learned to enjoy my own company and the company of a small human who didn't talk. and that was kind of cool, you know. It sometimes it was lonely, but it ended up being really beneficial for me. I've really enjoyed spending time with myself.
I think it's a hard thing for so many people, you know, to be alone and be comfortable in your own skin to do that, because we're so used to being in hyperdrive in life. And
absolutely,
of course you were doing that with a newborn, but at the same time, it's that quiet time that can be deafening to so many people. And it's just such a lesson that we've all had to learn going through this pandemic and being comfortable to do that. And it's great.
100%.
Yeah, it's great that you were able to find that side of yourself. I was going through so much too at the same time, and I can relate to that statement so well.
Well, that makes me glad. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who can. And I think that a lot of creative minds too. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a time for a lot of people to reflect to, you know, we didn't get a chance to perform. So there was a lot of writing happening. And when you're writing, you're pretty introspective, right? So I've gotten the same story from a few different creatives that I know.
Mm-hmm. Very much so, I bet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you got a pool around you of creative people.
You know? Exactly.
Now, you've been busy writing and recording your new music. I'm going to be playing several of the singles on the show today because I don't want anybody to miss the incredible music you've been releasing this past 2 years. So,
well, thank you.
I want to talk about Put You Out. Tell us about writing this one.
Sure. Yeah, let's talk about that. So Put You Out. So first of all, so most of the singles I've released, other than like the last two, have been songs that I wrote around between 2011 and 2014. And I took a break from music for some personal reasons for a few years. It's not that I wasn't playing it on my own time, but I wasn't really gigging and or really writing new music. And once I started recording again, it was one of those, well, these songs deserve to be heard in the proper form, right? So So even though they had been demos on my initial EP, and Put You Out was one of them, which is why I'm bringing this up, on my initial EP that I released, my debut EP in 2014, Put You Out was on there just as a demo. I had gotten a Factor grant to do a demo CD, and I'm actually re-released. I've re-released most of those songs, and so on my new EP that I'm releasing, they'll all be on there, including Put You Out. And Put You Out I wrote with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a song I wrote actually quite a long time after I had gone through a breakup with someone, and it basically was just, it was me kind of finally letting go of the memory of that person is actually mm-hmm. what that story is about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause it tells the story of someone who's done with being lied to and ready to extinguish that relationship, to let it go. And it's the healthiest thing you can do. But so many of us hold on to a relationship, even though it's done, it's over with, and you don't want to have any bitterness and all that stuff. We still tend to hold on to it because we love that person.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I was doing in this scenario. Like I think in that particular scenario, it had been, you know, almost a year, and you know, said person had totally moved on and gone somewhere else. And I was still, you know, upset about these lies and these, and the situation that I had been in. And I kind of, and writing this song kind of allowed me just to kind of be mad about it, mm-hmm. sing about why I was mad and kind of move on from it. And I think that's a big thing for me with writing, is I usually, you know, get to pour my feelings out in a song, and then it helps me move past things.
It does. It's just such
which
a...
I'm sure is true for lots of people.
Yeah, we just don't have that capability to write music like you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Has it always been an outlet for you like that?
Absolutely. I recall the first song I wrote wasn't even really a song at all. It was more of a spoken word poem, actually. And I wrote it in grade 6. And I had been singing since I was about 4 or 5 years old, but I finally wrote something when I was in grade 6, and I was frustrated. I'd gotten into a fight with a group of friends, and they weren't talking to me, and I'd become a little bit lonely at school, and I wrote this spoken word poem, and I actually got up in front of the class and I read it.
That's so courageous at that age. Holy cow.
I had a lot of courage when I was young, that I do recall.
We tend to, don't we, when we're younger? It's just as we get older, we start like thinking way too much on things and not
it's
having our own voice.
True. Yeah. I mean, I guess considering I get up in front of lots of people, I still have some, but you know.
That's different though. You're doing something that you can get lost in. You know, to the lyrics and something.
I just channel it into particular things.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
What was it like writing with your dad on this song?
You know, it was actually, I enjoyed writing with my dad on the song. I enjoy writing with my dad on most things, but this song was cool to write with my dad, especially because in the particular relationship it was about, he was around for a lot of that. Like I was in mm-hmm. college and I was living with him through that. So it was a relationship that he knew well. He knew the individual and he knew why I was upset. And so he was not only a good person to write that with, but also a very good writer. So yeah.
Yeah, your dad is like one of the best.
That's true.
One
yeah.
of the best storytellers, Mr. Jamie Warren. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you definitely get it. Perfect from the genes, right? Your voice is incredible and you deliver it so well on this one. We are going to play it right now. Here is Put You Out by the incredible storyteller, country artist Katie Topham, here on Music's Journey.
Ashes fall on my kitchen floor. I just don't care anymore. Blowing smoke, I'll take one last drag, then crush this thing out nice and slow. Gonna put you out. Gonna put you out. Thank you.
cigarette. That was Put You Out by country artist Katie Topham. Don't forget you can download Put You Out on all your streaming platforms. You can share it on your playlist, and you also can request it at your local country radio station. Where do you draw most of your inspiration from when you're writing? Is it when you're out on the road, or like meeting different people and hearing the stories that they attach to your songs, or is it more from straight personal basis?
I would say most of the things that I write are from a personal basis. I mean, I do co-write as well. So I co-write a lot with Carrie DeMayer.
Oh gosh, she's insane.
I actually think Carrie may have had some input on Put You Out as well. I don't fault me. I'm so bad. I have a terrible memory. I get that from my dad.
We just call that mummy brain.
Yeah, right. I write with Carrie a lot, for example. So, you know, she's someone who I've, you know, not only been friends with, but been admiring for a very long time in terms of her work and her skill. And so, you know, obviously when I co-write with people, their personal experiences get pulled into as well. So I would say for the most part, everything I've released has been from my personal experience. However, I do find that as I've gotten a little bit older, some of the new stuff I've been writing that I have not released yet, that nobody's heard yet, I have been drawing from a more collective space, I could say.
Okay.
Like, I think that coming into my 30s as a woman, being a parent, those things all have definitely affected me and brought more issues to light, whether it's, you know, being a more genuine person, whether it's fighting for different collective goods in the world. So I feel like I'm writing a little bit more, I don't even know.
Just things that are happening around you, because
yeah,
so much
exactly.
has changed. Our life changes, our journey changes. And, you know, we tend to, you know, gravitate to whatever's happening in the moment. And that would be, there's a lot that's been going on, you know, in the last
absolutely.
Couple of years.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so not only did, you know, becoming a parent, growing up a little bit, going through some traumatic things in my own life and, you know, with the pandemic, you're exactly right. With the pandemic and everything that's happened in the past couple of years, a lot of different social issues have been brought to light for me that I feel very passionate about. So I feel like there's a lot more music coming that isn't just from my own personal experience. And I'm really excited to share that with people.
Ooh, we can't wait. You just tapped into something, you know, that's pretty important, you know, when it comes to the songwriting and everything that you go through when it comes to delivering that in your lyrics and how much it's changed the platform of music. What's it been like for you the last couple of years watching all these changes with social media, everything that's gone on with just the mainstream type of songwriting that we're hearing so much on the radio stations?
Well, I think there's you know, kind of two levels to that question there. The whole social media thing is, if I'm honest, is a little bit stressful.
For everybody.
it's an interesting thing, right? Because it's not only before the pandemic, we had to be, you know, very aware of our social media presence because that's, you know, a very big part of the world now, and that's fair. But then it got even larger collectively when the pandemic happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when that happened, you know, I had to get really good at using all the different platforms so that I could perform for people online and so that I could properly inform people of the things that I was up to because I couldn't see people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the social media thing has been interesting. The thing I will say about the songwriting that has been coming out of this and how it's connected to social media has been really cool. The ability to write with people over Zoom has been really fascinating. That's a piece of technology that I've really come to love. I've started writing with people who don't live in the same cities as me. Like they live decently far and maybe we'd never really write together. But now that that's a common thing because of the pandemic, I'm writing with so many different people that I wouldn't normally interact with. And I think that because of that, there's been a lot more interesting music being created. A lot more interesting minds have been able to be in the same virtual room together because of all the technology and the access to social media and finding
finding new connections, finding new friends, you know. Mm-hmm. For example, I recently got the chance to perform with the Moonshine for one of Dave Woods' shows. Mm-hmm. And that was through, I got to know Dave Woods better online through the pandemic. Once it was over, I got to perform in Oakville. And out of that, I gained two new wonderful music friends, Jamie Shea and Bernadette Connors, who I've been playing with lately. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we plan to write together. And I probably would have never met those people had I not been so actively online and looking for people to connect with through music through the pandemic. So, mm-hmm.
I think also, too, with everything that we've gone through during this time and learning how to rechannel, you know, our creativity and being able to be more experimental and being able to, so many artists are just writing incredible music. I think the next 10 years, we're going to be seeing some amazing, amazing stuff that's come out of all this. Yeah,
absolutely. We will be.
Mm-hmm. When you release the song, like the brighter side of recovery from a breakup and everything that you've done, finding happiness on the small things in life. Let's talk about Haven't Done That in a While. Such a cool song. I think it was your fourth single release, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I love that tune. That's
I
a
do
fun
too.
One. That one I wrote with the ever lovely Jessie T.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she is such a talented artist and also one of my best friends. We've been friends since we were 15 and 17, I believe. So it's been a long time. Just a couple years. We're really young. Yeah, it hasn't been that long at all. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. That song, again, was another tune that we'd written quite some time ago and we had never really done anything with. And I actually think it needed a couple more lines. We needed to add some things to it. So that was a fun one to get to come back to. I don't recall the exact, you know, story or scenario that led us to write this song, but it's what it really came down to was that it was about our friendship. You know, it was about how, you know, when we were having a hard time dealing with a breakup, which was, you know, often the case, we were teenagers for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And when we wrote that song, you know, we were thinking about the fact that, you know, it's the small things, like having somebody to listen to you and having somebody to, you know, sing in the car with you when you're down and help you get back from those dark places that means a lot. So that's where that song comes from. It
just
was a
having
fun to write that with her.
Having to navigate and just being able to find the brighter side of stuff and knowing that you're going to come out the other side. And we just never know what's going to be on the other side of all that. And it's usually something pretty cool, but we just get stuck sometimes, right?
So. Absolutely, we do. And sometimes it's the littlest things that bring us back, right? Which is why I reached out to people. Because I released it during the pandemic. There was a video that went along with it. And at least I wanted to release a video. And I couldn't see many people at the time. So Jessie actually helped me shoot the video as well. She shot some footage of me in the park and then along with that I asked friends and family members and people who knew me on the internet to send me videos of things that made them smile
and in turn I think
I got a really cool video out of it. I love that one.
It was such a fun video to watch, and we're going to play this song right now. Here is Haven't Done That in a While by country artist Katie Topham here on Music's Journey.
Myself since Thursday, I thought you ought to know. Or maybe it's been longer. I said, I just need to talk things over, try to sort it out. Someone who understands. And she smiled at me and said, I knew that he was dumb. He was always. Of my heart, and I can't help but smile.
taking back the pieces of my heart, and I can't help but smile.
That was Haven't Done That in a While, Man. It's just such a fitting song right now by my very special guest, country artist Katie Topham, reminding us to find happiness in all the little things. When things are going tough at times, just remember there's always a bright side to everything. And this video that she created is just so much fun. You got to check it out. Tell us about one of my favorite songs of yours, and it is California.
Oh, thank you.
You kill me on that one.
You know, I actually not to toot my own horn, but I hear that a lot.
It's a good song.
Thank you. A lot of people, it seems to speak to a lot of people, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. I wrote that song with Carrie DeMaire, and I wrote that song after someone who I really cared about. We had spent some time daydreaming together about, you know, places we'd go together and the things that we'd do, and whatever was going on between us just didn't end up working out. But that person ended up going to those places without me, you know. Mm-hmm. and created some of those memories with somebody else instead of me, and that was really hard. So I wrote that song, and I think the reason I picked California was because it's one of my favorite places. So I used that as kind of a reference, because at the time California was really the pinnacle of wonderful for me. It was that was my dream place to be, right? So for it's a bit of a metaphor, right? It's like you stole my dream from me. You stole my California, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really enjoyed writing that song. I'm really glad that it speaks to a lot of people. It's a very vulnerable song for me.
I so related to this one in so many ways, but I can't help but play that one over and over again.
Ah, thank you.
And your vocal delivery in this. Talk about going into production for this one.
So that one was a really fun one. So this one, actually, I had recorded this a number of years ago, and it was one of the songs that actually was on my debut EP. And I decided to re-record the vocals, which, as my producer, the amazing Rick Hutt, has pointed out, sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't, right? Like, mm-hmm. it had been a really long time since I'd written the song, and the original vocal was quite good. And the question was, you know, is a new vocal going to be a good idea or a bad idea? And I said, well, regardless whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, the song means something different to me now than it did then. And so I'd like to re-record it. And I re-sang it. And needless to say, it was a really good idea. Mm-hmm. And after I re-sang it, there was a bit more of a low kind of sadness in it that there wasn't when I recorded it the first time. Mm-hmm. I think I had grown up a lot in the song. Meant something different to me than it did when I wrote it. And you can hear that in the way that I sang it. In turn, we actually ended up putting that nice low tone in the song is a dobro. It's got a beautiful tone to it. That's one of my favorite parts of the song. And Rick did an absolutely fabulous job producing this tune. I mean, not that he doesn't always, but I absolutely love the production on this.
Oh, me too. As I said, I can't help it. Your voice is so captivating in this song, and it's just every single word, the lyrics just step forward in a way that I haven't heard in a long time. It's just a song that hits you, that just stays with you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to play it right now. Here is the single California by country artist Katie Topham here on Music's Journey.
Hear that ocean side is brilliant this time of year. So maybe you and I could go there. We could disappear. We had so many plans, but you crushed them in your hand. Tell me you're somewhere in California, watching all the pretty girls go by. How dare you be somewhere in California? Could you not have found a better place to waste your time? 'Cause California was mine. Said I'd never make it to the coast, so far, that's true. I think the thing that bothers me the most is you think it belongs to you. You went along with every word I said, messing with my heart and head. You stole my dreams and kept them all for
was the incredible, beautiful, beautiful song, California, by my very special guest, Katie Topham. It is such a great song. Your voice just melts like butter. Man, you can deliver a story, girl. Holy cow.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, everybody can relate to that and losing the dream. You know, somebody that you thought you loved, somebody that you shared all your dreams with. That's hard to be that vulnerable and then have that person move on and go through all of those things with somebody else. And it just keeps you tied in some ways. But again, if you look at it in a healthy way, you got to remember that's the love that you had for that person. There's nothing wrong with that either.
It's true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Now, your dad, one of the most awarded independent country artists, Jamie Warren, he is such an incredible storyteller. What is the biggest piece of advice that he's ever given you along the way in following this dream?
Oh, that is a good question.
I don't know if I can peg any kind of, like, you know, oh, this particular saying he's always said to me. There's, first of all, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of things that I call, you know, Jamie Warrenisms, that he says to me, just not necessarily just about being an artist, but just about being a human being that I hold in a little pocket of mine and hold about from time to give to other people. But I think the thing that my dad has instilled in me, to answer the question a little differently, I guess, is that it is not to give up. And it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you can't take a break or take a step back or anything like that. But I had decided that I wasn't going to do this anymore. I had a job that I enjoyed, and I was fine just playing music from time to time, sharing with other people and not really playing shows anymore. And my dad was the one who brought me back into playing. He brought "I Just Don't Feel Like Loving You" to the table, and he said, "I think this is a good song, and I think you need to release it." And I said, "No, thank you." And he said, "Well, no, I think you should." And he said, it was a Christmas gift. He said, I'm going to pay for the production. We're going to release the song. I said, "Oh, I don't know about that. I've taken some time off." At this point, I had gotten married and I was living very quietly and I wasn't really doing a lot. I said, "Oh, I think I'm okay. I'm going to just stay where I am." He said, "Well, I don't know." He said, he put the idea out there, and he was right. I didn't want to quit. And I think what I'm saying is, I think he's reminded me time and time again that the music is in me and I kind of can't ignore it. Right. And even if I take a step back and take a break, it's still there and I can find it again.
Exactly.
And actually, you know what, now that I say it, my dad has said something to me specifically. He has said many times, "You can be new again." Mm-hmm. And I believe that originates, and I'm not going to get the dates right, but at one point, Dad won an award when he was quite young, like a new artist award of some kind. And then he won it again, like 20 years later. And the one thing he said was, "Well, I guess you can be new again." And it's funny, but it really does ring true. I am new again. You know, people knew who I was in 2012 as Katie Warren for a little while. And then, I took a break for my own sanity and I came back as Katie Topham, and I am new again. I'm a new chick on the scene yet again. And that's okay. You know,
that's what I love about music, because it's always evolving and it's always surrounded by what's going on in your life. So it never shuts off. And
absolutely.
And look at your dad, like, for being an independent artist all these years, the success that he's had, you know, the songs that he writes, like, it's never going to go away for him. And he'll always be able to write to the end of time. So, like, it's just a legacy that is just so important when you're that kind of a storyteller. You don't need anything else. You just need yourself, and you need to love the project you're working on and then let it go.
This is very true.
Yeah. See? He rubs off on me after doing as many interviews as I had with him.
Very clearly.
Can you tell? What has stood out for you in your life that gave you the emotive feels, a song that you just can't forget, that's so personal to you?
Sorry, something that stood out to me that...
In a song. It's just a song that meant so much to you, that gave you all those emotives, that made you feel something.
Something that I've written or something that I've heard?
Something you've heard.
Mm. Well, that's a good question. I think there's a few songs like that for me. Trying to think recently if there's anything recent that I've heard that's really stuck out to me. You know... Carrie DeMaire, actually, I was listening to her, and the reason I'm not just going to pick one song that has always stood out to me is because that happens to me a lot. I think there's often I'll hear a song on the radio and I'll have to pull my car over because I'm crying.
And she is like the queen of making me cry. I am telling you.
Right. And so recently I actually got the chance to see Carrie perform at the Moonshine, and I haven't gotten the chance to see Carrie play live in a very long time. And she has written a couple new tunes that she played. And one of them that she actually wrote for her husband, Lawrence. And the hook line is basically, it's about thank you for understanding that I didn't need you to fix me. And wow. And it was just an absolutely beautiful song. And I think the love that they have for each other is really supportive and wonderful. And so that was just that song blew me away. I took a little video of it, and I'll actually if anybody wants to see it after this interview, I'll make sure I'll share it on my Instagram.
Oh please, yeah. I would love
Carrie's a brilliant writer, and I think she absolutely is one of my biggest songwriting influences, and I am just super grateful and blessed that I happen to get to write songs with her. So
I am so grateful when I did the interview with your dad, just getting introduced to Carrie, because so many of the songs that she has written, people are so unaware. And
oh, I know, she has an incredible amount of hits connected to her name. Holy an incredible cow. Amount of singing. yeah
and she can bring me to my knees. It's like she's just absolutely. Got that capability, and your hair just stands up. It just gives you those goosebumps because she can deliver, and she's not afraid to go as vulnerable as it takes. It's just does it.
I believe Carrie has a song called The Thirst, and that actually is a good example of a song that has always stopped me in my tracks. It's not about the drinking, but about the thirst. And it's or they talk about the drinking, but not about the thirst is the line. It's just a beautiful tune. And it was interesting. I remember playing a recording of that song for my husband. And my husband said, "So I'm very confused as to why Carrie is not the most famous person in the world."
I know. It's like, it's nuts.
Oh, I know. Yes. There's so many hits connected to her. She's a very quiet talent, that one.
She just, yeah, I don't know. I got to have her back on the show just to go through some of the catalog that she's done. And it's just insane. Every single time I think back and see, oh yeah, of course, that song, like when I'm doing another artist and they'll come up and tell me, oh, you know, it was written by, it's like, of course it is.
Yes, of course it is.
Of course it's Carrie. I had to know. Uh-huh. It had to have been Carrie. I've always, I can tell her writing anywhere. She's just so incredible. So talented.
She's now, brilliant.
Yeah, she is. Now you have got a song out on the radio right now. And it is so cool, The Hurting and the Heart. Tell us about writing this one.
Awesome. That one, that was a fun one to write. It's an honest love letter to my husband, really. Carrie came to the writing session with the...
Carrie.
I know, right? Yeah, I wrote with Carrie. We should play a guessing game. Exactly. The song with. And part of it is Carrie and I have a standing weekly writing session. So Carrie and I write every single Monday. And so that's part of the reason we've written so many songs together. We write quite a lot. But anyway, so Carrie came to the writing session. I said, "Oh, you want to write about it?" She said, "Well, I've got some one-liners." And she said, one line she said was, "Some days we turn diamonds into coal." Mm. And I said, I love that. And it was a very accurate description of kind of what I was going through with my husband at the time. And, basically it was just, you know, we were both tired and frustrated. My son wasn't sleeping because he was teething quite a lot. And sometimes when you're going through stuff like that, just anything that, you know, a big change in your life, the person you love the most, you can be really unkind.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can. I hate to admit that, and that makes me feel bad, but it's true. You know, sometimes you say things you don't mean, and
we
and
all
you
do. Yeah,
absolutely. Especially when you're tired, and I know a lot of parents will definitely understand this. Is that it's no wonder that they use sleep deprivation as a form of torture.
It's so true.
Sleep deprivation makes mean, man. And I believe that past week we had some kind of interaction that had just been not fun. And it was interesting because we never really had to apologize to each other. Not that I'm promoting not apologizing, but we didn't. Sometimes we don't have to apologize to each other. You know, we both take a moment to breathe, and we always come back to one another and find some kind of common ground. And when Carrie and I were trying to explain what that common ground was, what that moment was, like what's the hook line, you know, what is it that happens in that moment? Like, what's this song about? And all we could really come up with is it's whatever happens in the space between when you get hurt and mm-hmm. when you find that love again in your heart. And And I think it's just magic.
Man, it's so cool love, the way you told
magic,
that.
It's magic. It's hard work. Yeah.
I kind of got lost there for a second. Oh, so yeah, I'm doing an interview. Wait a second. I got kind of lost in that. That was really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And you know what it really is? My husband's my best friend, and I think Carrie and Lawrence are very similar in their relationships. It was nice to get to write this song with somebody who truly understood that kind of work. And relationships like that are hard work. You know, my husband's my best friend, but we have hard days too, right? And so this song was the song I wrote for him. Yeah.
I guess we wrote
it for him and Lawrence.
Yes. Such a cool song. I love the song. It's dedicated to your husband earlier this year on Valentine's Day. What a wonderful gift, and you knocked it out of the park.
Some days we turn diamonds into coal. We come in hot and angry, hurling words over our shoulders. All our grace is gone, but there's still hope. Even when the overwhelm, the undertow, just don't want to let us go. Well, baby, you and I, we know the truth. It's not about the words that leave the safety of our lips. It's sting and burn and hurt way worse than all the stones and sticks. It's knowing you're not going, even when our times get hard. It's what happens in the space between the hurting and the heart. Walk away but never at the door. The promises we made that day are only getting stronger. Start keeping score. Even when I think I've crossed the line, forgiveness gets there just in time. Well, we both know how much there is to lose. It's not about the words that leave the safety of our lips that sting and burn and hurt way worse than all the stones and sticks. It's the knowing you're not going, even when our times get hard. It's what happens in the space between the hurting and the heart. Sometimes we lose some sleep, sometimes it gets the best of me. Somehow we get one. And leave the safety of our lips that sting and burn and hurt way worse than all the stones and sticks.
Love it. Love it. Oh, such a good tune. Man, oh man, marriage and relationships aren't easy. And the real love comes from working through the hard times. It's such a great, great tune. Don't forget, you can download The Hurting and the Heart by country artist Katie Topham on all your streaming platforms, and you can add it to your playlist. Don't forget, you can request it at your country local radio station. Such a cool tune.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Are you, like you said, you're working on some new music? Is there something else that we can play?
Oh, well, I definitely am working on some new music. I could play a snippet of something new if you'd like.
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right. So I've been working on a new song.
With the birds in the background.
Yes, with the birds in the background. Yes.
The birds are added. It's just peaceful.
Yes. Yeah. So the birds are added. Yes. Now that you're on speakerphone, the birds are like kind of doing background vocals for me is what I was getting
It's okay.
At.
Normally I got dogs barking somewhere. There's always something going
on. It's a casual show. That's casual right. show.
It's the nature music show. Yeah.
Exactly. And it wouldn't be my normal performance if something awkward didn't happen. Let's That's be right. honest. It's me. So this song, I started writing with Carrie, surprise.
I know.
This song, I started writing myself, and brought it to the table with Carrie and wanted to talk to her about it. Part of the reason I took a break from music for a little while was because I have some issues with addiction, and don't a lot of people, and I've been away from that for quite some time now. I also have some mental health that has gone along with some of my stories, things that have happened to me over the years. And I've spent a lot of time over the past few years healing. One of the things that I've learned is that there's a side to me, you know, when I'm in dark places or when I've been lost in the grasp of addiction that I don't really like. Mm-hmm. And she's wounded and she's hurt, and so I wrote a song for her. So I'll play a little bit of that for you until I don't remember it, because I've only played it a couple times, so I'll play as much as I can.
Okay. Looking forward to this one.
This is called I Don't Even Know Her.
Second cup of coffee poured, my head pounds from the night before. Silence chills me, everything's not fine. There's a certain look he gets, and he remembers things that I forget. And he asks me, how'd you sleep last night? I tell him, honey, your guess is as good as mine. You have to tell me what I did this time. I don't even know her, but I've heard she's been using my name. Spread around a lot of blame, saying that we're one in the same. I never got a chance to meet her, so she's around and vanishing to thin air. I wish I could hold this wounded version of myself and tell her we're okay. But I don't need to know her. I don't even know her. Many noise, too much noise, too many thoughts fill up my head. It all feels wrong when you come in at me any way they can. I don't know. I lose touch with reality. My true self slips away from me. I turn into someone I don't understand. As the fiction runs wild inside my mind, I feel her taking over and leaving me behind. And I don't even know her. I heard she's been using my name, spread around a lot of blame, saying that we're one and the same. I never got a chance to meet her, cause she's around a vanishing city. I wish I could hold this movie version of myself and tell her that we'll be okay. I don't even know her. I don't even know her. And I wish that I could hold her. I don't even know her. Know her.
Wow. That, oh man, oh man. There's no words for that song. Holy cow.
Thanks for letting me share that with you today.
That is such a beautiful song, and man, is it needed right now.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's I'm really hoping it's something people can relate to. I think that stuff like that isn't talked about enough. You know, it was really important for me to find my sobriety. And not only that, it's been really important for me to find peace for my mental health and addiction and disassociation are no joke. It's been a bit of a scary song to write. Like, I'm happy, but I'm happy to share it with you today. I'm excited to share it with you.
You know, this week is a very difficult week when it comes to so many people that I'm working with. And I just had these pointers on yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they lost, you know, they lost one of their band members again to this. I've got Ken Cameron that's coming on Friday. He's asked me to do a special show for his son. Oh, and it's just, it's such an important topic and everybody's so afraid to go near it. But the more and more that we open up and use platforms, you know, like yours, like mine, we got to talk about it. And we can.
And that's why I've always talked about these things. And I think that's why I'm open about them, because I've known a lot of people, whether it's people in my my extended family or my friends or people who haven't gotten a chance to talk about their addiction issues. I lost a lot of friends to either mental health or addiction when I was young and as an adult, and it's not a fun experience, and I was almost one of those people. And I'm glad I wasn't, and so I think having the fact that I have this platform and this ability to write about these things and to talk about them is an important opportunity, and I'm glad I can do it.
I cannot wait to bring you back on when you've released that. Do you know when you're releasing it?
So that song in particular, I have no idea. But what I do know is I am releasing a new song on August 26th.
Okay.
And that I'll share the title with you. It's called Red Flags Green, and that one's a bit of a fun song. I'm really excited about it. We just had some fabulous musicians play on it in the studio last week, and I am thrilled to be releasing that. I'm actually doing a professional video with my lovely friends at Canadian Daydream, so there's going to be an awesome video along with that one that I'm super excited about. My wonderful friend David J. Schilling is doing a photo shoot with me for it. It's going to be fabulous.
Oh, wow.
Then the exciting, exciting, exciting news is on September 16th, I am releasing my sophomore EP.
Yay! It's here! Yes. It's coming!
Finally, that's awesome! Well, I planned on doing it a little while ago, but with the pandemic and having a child and all that stuff, it just didn't really particularly make sense. And also, I wanted to wait until I could have a party, you know?
That sounds like a good excuse to me.
Yes, I guess I'll use your show to announce. I do actually know where it's going to be and everything. I'm going to be doing my EP release party at Rural Roots on September 16th in Elmira. It'll be in the evening. I'll have more details about my band and other people playing with me and stuff like that. But I will have a band that night, and I'm going to play all the songs on the EP, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to have some other singer-songwriter friends come play and open for me that night. And Rural Roots is the reason I'm having it there is my friend Roger owns that place, and we both used to work together at the gym, and he would talk about how someday he was going to own a brewery, and I'd talk about how someday I was just going to play music for a living and not have to work another job. And now we both do that, and he has me play at his brewery, and he's been super supportive of me, so really excited to release that. Yeah.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. I'm going to see you live that night.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so excited. I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, I cannot wait. Girl, I'm telling you, you are on just a different level these last 2 years. I'm telling you.
Thank you so much.
You are so, so talented. And we are so blessed as Canadians to have you a part of Canadian country music. Boy, oh boy. Can't say enough when it comes to your songwriting. And I cannot wait till people in Australia and the UK and all over the world can hear what we've just played right now.
Oh, me neither. I think that'll be absolutely wonderful. All I want to do is share my music, you know, and it's an absolute bonus that I get to do it as a job.
So. We are just so lucky. We are just so blessed to have you. And that God-given gift that you've got as a creative and as a songwriter and, you know, as a singer, you are just beautiful through and through.
Thank you so much.
I cannot wait to have you back. So promise me you're going to come back. We're going to do this in August.
You can always have me back. Absolutely, we'll do this in August. I'll play you the new tune. We can do a double. I can play the acoustic version, and then you can play the super rockin' produced version.
Nice.
Really, really badass. Can I say that on your show?
Yes,
badass?
You can. It's a podcast. We can do everything. Almost, because I do still put it on the radio. But So maybe we can have Carrie come on as well.
Oh, that would be super fun. I would love that. She, surprise, surprise, she wrote this one with me too.
Oh, see, you know, I figured if it's that deep, we're going there, right?
I know, right? Yeah, exactly. Someday I might write with somebody else, but I don't know.
I don't know. When it's working, you know what? Why break it? I love everything she does. So please don't stop. Please don't.
I never will. I do. I've been writing with a lot of new people that I've been able to meet over the past couple of years, which has been nice. But I will never let go of my writing sessions with Carrie.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, no. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. We need your music. We need these lyrics. It's so cool. Do you have any shows coming up?
I do actually. I actually have a lot going on this weekend. I'm playing this weekend on the 17th. I am playing in Cambridge at EVO Kitchen. On the 18th, I'm actually doing Neighbors Day, so I will be playing a couple different porches in Kitchener, and then I will be hosting Summer Lights Festival in the evening. So nice. I'm gonna be hanging out. You can catch me a bunch of different places that evening in the Summer Lights area in Kitchener. And then you can check out my website for all my dates. I'm pretty sure I'm booked every weekend until the end of August. So if you check out katietopham.ca, you can find them all there.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always such a pleasure. And give Zainan just a beautiful, beautiful hug for us all and your hubby.
I will. And thank you so much for having me.
Enjoy the rest of the summer here, and we're going to catch you in August.
Sounds great. You too, Kim.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Okay. Big hugs.
Big hugs.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Katie Topham, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up June and July right now. So I'll be interviewing Katie Hurt, Emerson Drive, Rob Fitzgerald, High Valley, rock band Taming Sari, Matt Rogers, Josh Bogart, Petrick, Kelly Prescott, Quentin Blair, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, Australia trio The Buckleys, Cadence from Runaway Angel, The Prairie State, Gil Grand, Allie Walker, Emma Peterson, Simone Fuller, Tyler Joe Miller, Nice Horse. Oh boy, we got so many of them. Mariah Stokes, we've got Jason Benoit, Craig Moretz, Nicole Ray, and so many more. There's just so many coming up. I just can't even keep track of them all. Don't forget, you can catch all of the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You also can check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Just the other day, said we were here to stay. You'll be here by noon to sweep me off my feet. Noon turned to 5 o'clock. Got your text, said we need to talk. Plans changed again, please wait for me. On any given day, I can be a crier. But today I'll save my tears, 'cause you're a real good liar. You make me tired. What's a girl like me to do with this painful residue? I can't make this work for you. I'm so tired. I can't find angry anymore. Must have followed you. Me tired.
unpredictable. Don't miss the push, but I miss the pull. I can never tell where you want me to be. I'm pretty good at starting fights, but tell me, does that give you the right to leave without a word or an apology? Baby, I'm all done being a crier. Once the tears dried up, I could tell you're still a damn good.
Loving you today.